The Gospel reading for this third reflection is taken from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to the end. Generous God, open our hearts to love you, our ears to hear you, and our hands to welcome and serve you in others. Amen. Through exploring the theme of discipleship, we have begun to look at what it means for us to be disciples of Jesus. How to keep our eyes focused on God, knowing that all we do is in His name and for His glory. And last week we explored the two important commandments of love of God and love of one another, even those we find it hard to love. Today's Gospel reading takes us to the scene in Bethany at the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. The encounter that Jesus has with Mary and Martha helps us to look at two further aspects of discipleship, to be served and to serve. I share with you a time in my prayer life that I saw and understood something significant about this. I have always had two paintings up in my room, both of which were given to me as cards. One is perhaps a very well-known painting of Mary and Jesus, Madonna of the Fir Tree by Marianne Stokes. The other, perhaps less well-known, was given to me by a friend in Canterbury who had been to an exhibition by this artist, David Jones. The painting is titled Our Lady of the Hills. The hills in the background were sketched by David Jones on a three-day pilgrimage from Orpington to Canterbury. During silent times of prayer, I always found my eyes gazed to these two paintings, and one day in the silence, I felt I understood something of the call to be loved and to love, to be served and to serve. The image of Mary cradling Jesus close to her, an image of absolute tender love, Mary being loved by Jesus and Jesus loving his mother. It is in contrast to the other painting, where Jesus sits more distant physically from Mary, turned outward, as if he is focusing on his active outward ministry to all. He still has one hand on Mary's chest, as if he's saying, "All that I give in your heart is to be turned outward to the world, to be shared with the world." It helped me to see that all the inner work of being served by Jesus, knowing his love in each of our own hearts, is to be shared outward in our ministry. It closely links with all we began looking at last week, the need of our relationship with God, to know his love for each of us, in order to love and serve others. So let's return to the scene at Bethany and explore what God might be saying to us in that encounter he had with Mary and Martha. I always feel Martha can be given a bit of a hard time in interpretations of this encounter. And in doing that, it sort of misses out on the totality of what Jesus might be highlighting to us about the sisters' ministry. The Bible passage has led to many people defining themselves as either an active or a contemplative. However, Jesus himself showed us in his ministry that it is both of these aspects of self that are part of discipleship, to serve and be served. He was very active in his ministry with others, but yet took time apart to be with his Father. And this is perhaps what he is encouraging Martha and Mary to consider. It is not that Martha has somehow got it all wrong, but that he is inviting Martha to keep check of how to integrate both aspects within her life. Last week we began looking at the transformative call in discipleship, to allow Jesus to transform us from within. And I feel this was a transformative moment for Martha, where Jesus asked Martha to consider both aspects of her discipleship, to spend time listening to him, being with him and receiving from him, as well as serving Jesus and others in her ministry of hospitality. As many of you know, I lived a life of prayer alone as a solitary before moving to Norfolk. Living more as a hermit in Kent over those years, like many hermits, I combined my life of prayer with work. I would say for about 4 of those 5 years, I wrestled almost daily with the combination of my life of prayer and social work. My journals tell the tale of that wrestling. I can't tell you how many rants and conversations I had with God about how to manage both aspects. The call to a life of prayer was all-consuming, as too was my role as an independent social worker. So how, God? How? I just couldn't understand how to integrate those two aspects of my life. I'm convinced, though, that God worked on this with me over those years until finally I did understand. And after that point, after I'd understood, he moved me on. I remember quite vividly the light bulb moment that all of this wrestling and searching suddenly made sense about these two aspects of the call. Like Mary, I longed to sit at the Lord's feet, devote myself fully to silent contemplative prayer, listening and interceding. But it wasn't what he was asking. He wanted me to learn how to integrate the two aspects which are central to the Christian life. And it dawned on me in that light bulb moment that I could not minister to others without first being soaked and filled up in prayer, filled in my relationship with God, and that my ministry with others fueled my prayer life. All that I did was brought to Jesus. The two were a complete aspect of discipleship, a totality of life in Christ. We spend our lives managing the balance, but what Jesus was perhaps helping Martha to see was that she didn't need to become overwhelmed by her tasks. And if she was becoming overwhelmed with her ministry of hospitality, then it was a sign to bring that to Jesus, to sit at his feet, allow herself to be filled up on his word and his love. And from that, she could continue serving. The relationship with God in Jesus, as we have been exploring, is central to all that he asks us to go out and do. Jesus loved Martha's ministry of hospitality. He found her home to be a place he could rest and be and enjoy good food and company. It was the home he went back to every night during his last week on earth. That's how much he enjoyed the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Martha was gifted in her care of others. He honoured that. But he also encouraged her, like me, and perhaps you, to understand our need for both, serving and being served. Without being filled up on the love and word of Jesus, the ministry out there becomes overwhelming. With Jesus there is work, but there is also rest, resting in him. He doesn't want us to be overwhelmed. My yoke is easy and my burden is light, he tells us. How do you find this balance? Do you find yourself overwhelmed like Martha at times? If, like me, it's a wrestle of yours to understand how to do both, serve and be served, love and be loved, keep bringing it to him in prayer, and he will help to transform your understanding too. Jesus, you call us to seek your presence and to serve the world in your name. Fill us with your love that we might bring it to a broken and hurting world. Amen.